Quel'Thalas shines once again.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings.
For the good of all.
Bromkar.
Hi there.
Our destiny awaits.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Greetings.
Hello, and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who truly love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. I'm Aprilian, your host, and today it is Monday, January 14th, 2008. This is episode 48, entitled Outland is for Everyone, and I'm not your only host, because with me today is...
Glanther, hello.
And we're both currently of the Earthen Ring server.
Yes, that is. Earthen Ring, go Earthen Ring.
Yes. Whether you're Alliance or Horde, it doesn't matter. Okay, so first we want to lay down our disclaimer. We are on opposite sides of the country today. I'm on the West Coast in California. And Glanther is in the middle of...
A major snowstorm.
I was going to call
it... On the East Coast.
I was going to call it a winter wonderland, but I guess there's nothing wonderful about it.
No, it's just a bunch of people freaking out. It's funny how, you know, no matter how many snowstorms Northeast gets, every time you get one, people treat it like the apocalypse.
There's this awful funny scene on the front page of CNN that shows these bicycles covered in snow. There's just something very sad about bicycles covered in snow.
So, it's really sad.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right into it. What have we been doing? You want to start? Because you're the big 70.
Yeah, sure. So I have been really kind of grinding away, working towards my 5,200 gold goal so I can buy my epic flying mount. So I didn't think I was ever going to even want an epic flying mount.
Well, first of all, what are you using right now?
Well, right now I have, you know, the standard Griffin mount that you get at level 70, which is really neat that you can fly around, but it is only 60% speed increase. So it's actually slower than what I was used to with the land-based mount.
Oh, yeah, that could be a bummer.
Yeah, and the epic mount is 280% speed increase.
Have you gone up?
So it's actually it's faster than the flight path mount that you take from place to place. Okay. So I think that is very cool.
I'm going to pause there for a second, okay?
All right.
Have you gone up in the clouds and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Like, in the Grand, there are all these floating islands way, way, way up at the, you know, almost the top of the world there. And I went all the way up, and I kind of just landed on one and just sat there for a couple minutes and looked down at the world below me, and it was good. Yeah. I love coming in for a landing, and I love, like, dive bombing people because you can go and basically point straight down to a little kamikaze, and then you can kind of just land. And it's really great for harvesting quest items, like the quests where you have to go and, you know, collect so many of a certain item, because you just kind of fly above the battleground and you wait for mobs to walk away, and you go and you swoop in, you land, you scoop up what you want, and then you just fly away again.
Did you have any trouble flying when you first started?
No, it's just like swimming. But you know what? I have to say, I did jump off of a ledge a couple of times, but I remembered, oh yeah, you know, we talked about this, because
yeah.
I remember how you were having that trouble and you just pressed the space bar, and now that's what I do.
Thank you, Asheo. She made so much fun of me for being so silly with that. Oh, good. What else have you been doing?
I've been going through a lot of the quests, because at level 70... when you complete a quest, you don't get any experience. You get so much gold per amount of experience that you would have gotten. So I've been able to make like 400 or 500 gold in like the past like a couple of days.
Mm.
Actually, not a couple of days, like more like a week. It's been more like a week, and I've been able to make like 400 or 500 gold. So at this rate, it's going to be like months before I can go and get my epic mount. And I feel like once I have that epic mount, then I can actually let Glanther just kind of sit. And I can go and work on my other alts and not be tempted. Because I have all these lower level alts now. I have Alaris and I have Palinor and I have Mortlaw and I have oh my God, I have my druid over on Lathaun.
Right.
And you know, all of these characters, I want to play them, but I'm just so like focused on, you know, now that I'm level 70, this like whole world has like opened up to you, and it's just so cool. It's so much fun to play.
Right. It's what I've always said. There's so many different ways. Sorry, I'm in San Francisco.
And you know what happens in San Francisco is nothing but, you know, crime. Everyone's too bit. Yeah, everyone's so busy being fabulous, you know, it's almost illegal. All
And the
right.
weather is so nice. It's like I'm walking around with like a jean, long sleeve jean shirt. Not even a jacket. It's so awesome, but I'm sure you don't want to hear about
Yeah. Stop gloating.
Yeah, so I can understand what you mean about focus. And you know, and I'm very proud of you and impressed that you've gotten Glanther to 70. I felt that way when I finally got an alt to 58 and went through the portal. But I would miss, for me, I would miss the variety of playing. But I guess there's so much to learn and to do in Outlands that you're not missing out on anything, right?
No, not really. And the thing is that when you hit level 70, like a whole new game opens up. And you kind of get into that in Italian. It's kind of it's sad but true. When you look back at all your alts that are still stuck in like vanilla WoW, and you say, like, I've done all that before. Like here is like a world that I have never seen before. Everything is like brand new. And there are places that you can only get to, for example, with a flying mount. And so, like, you go to these places and you're like, wow. Like, you start to see, like, level 71 and 72 characters, you know, like, mob can kill. And you're like, wow, I'm actually taking out a level 72 mob. Like,
Awesome.
you never think you'd be able to do that. But, like, you need a guild. It's really hard to be a solo player at those higher levels. And all of the guilds that I've been joining, I usually quit within a day or two because I'll get on and like over like the course of a day, like I'll get on in the morning before I go to work and no one will be on. And then I'll get back from work and I'll get on and check my mail and no one will be on. Like it seems like the only time anyone was ever on was when I actually joined the guild. And I would do that for a couple of days and then I was like, no. If no one was on for 2 days, then it's kind of like not what you need to be at level 70. And I just would just quit. I'd no message to the guild leader. I'm just like, I don't owe these people anything. Because you haven't built up. And I would pay my dues. Like I would go and I'd put some gold into the guild bank, so that way it wasn't like I just kind of came in and then just left. You know, I left a little mark. But it was almost kind of like a look, I invested something in the guild and I actually chose to leave because you guys are just no good.
Or it's just not available.
Or just not available, yeah. So I wish that there was a AIE for the Alliance side. Oh, yeah.
I know.
But
And
there's not.
they've got me drooling because a bunch of them have gotten a 70, and it's like, okay, I want to be there. So what else has been going on?
And I mean, I have played my other alts a little bit. I played Alaris a little bit. He's so cheated with some of his skills. For example, his first aid skill, he's a paladin, so he doesn't really need first aid, but I gave it to him anyway. But I had been farming, you know, I hate that term because it has negative connotations. I had been collecting through completely in-game legal means,
Right, the
lots.
farming itself isn't bad. It's just the gold farming that's bad. When you're just farming to make money to sell, that's the bad part. Everybody farms.
Yeah, okay, so basically, okay, I'll go back and I'll say, when I was farming, I would farm a lot of humanoids, and I had so much in terms of netherweave cloth. And so I was just sending, mail after mail after mail, box filled with these pieces of cloth. And so Alaris is level 46 and has 375 first aid. So like he can do things that usually only level 60 characters can do, and that's one of the things you can get with an alt that you can't get with other alts. And I was able to level Glanther back up to level 205 with leatherworking. But looking back now, I feel kind of pissed off. I really should have had Glanther be two gathering professions. I should have had him be skinning, which makes a lot of money at higher levels.
Oh,
I should
yeah.
have had him. I should have had him be herbalism.
Oh, really?
I really think so, because with the gathering professions, I mean, you can go and you can, you don't have to fight, for the ore, because there's not a lot of herbalists out there.
Right.
For this, everyone's a miner, especially on the Alliance side. Like, everyone mines for Alliance, because everyone's also a blacksmith.
Funny.
Like, so I mean. The Alliance market can be really frustrating sometimes, but at the same time, like, the more that I, from the little I've played with the Horde, I feel like the Horde itself, while I think has like more, kind of,
Variety.
more. Well, here's the thing is that I look at the Horde and it's mostly older, older care like older players, I think, like more mature players, but there's something to be said about adults playing a game versus kids playing a game. Because sometimes, like, there are things that adults do that can be not so good either.
No.
And no. And so I feel like there are some things that I've noticed on, like, on the Horde side, where, for example, you don't see as much of a variety of like the easy button. There are no like easy buttons. Everyone's trying to like outdo one another and be like the most hardcore player. Whereas it's easy to find a lot of materials on Alliance servers because you have like people that are, playing like the easy card, and you're gonna find a lot of mats for just about every type of profession. Lots and lots of people like are actually using their mats. And maybe, I mean, that's just my observation from the little time I played. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I think, going both sides, I think there's sometimes it's kind of nice to be in like a younger crowd because they're almost like more innocent.
Right. And also have more energy, probably.
Yeah, probably. And I mean, that's about all. I mean, when you do a lot of when you do a lot of quests, I mean, you have a lot of stories. Oh, here's something I just kind of remembered. There was a character in a part of the Blade Mountains, and it's a little girl, like a little human girl, who walks around,
That's in
and
Outland, right?
yeah, and she doesn't like know where she's from, and she kind of has like amnesia, and she's being taken care of by the Cenarion expedition out there. And she's talking about how she thinks that she's from like another world, and she thinks that she's from a place called ENG-LAND. And
Funny.
I thought it was kind of neat, but at the same time, I was like a little like, oh, I don't want to have this world be connected to our world in any way. You know, like it already is connected to our world through like its pop culture references. Yeah. So like an actual direct link, I don't know. I don't know about
Yeah,
that.
in the there's Link in the boomerang thing in Angora. You know that quest you
Oh
get?
yeah.
And
Oh yeah.
the guy.
Like
The guy from the video game.
there is one town in particular which is just shameless. We have in Netherstorm, which is like one of the final areas you can go in Outland, there's a goblin town. town called Area 52.
Oh.
And it's like a place where they do all these secret experiments. And they're building a rocket ship. And the rocket ship, like everyone who's like on the rocket ship is like dressed in like Star Trek uniforms.
Oh, no.
And everyone, there's like a kind of like a Star Trek, it's like chief engineer, blah, blah, and like captain, blah, blah. And then like going in and out of the town, they have all these goblins dressed in black suits with like sunglasses.
Oh,
and
no.
as you walk through the door, a flash of light comes through and you get a little a pop-up guide in like the upper right, like kind of like a temporary effect, like almost like a curse that says, your memories have not been recently erased. You have not seen anything of interest here in Area 52, you know? And it's so obviously like a Men in Black reference. And I find it really endearing.
Right. It's cute when they do little things like that. Like, there's, you know, I think we talked about that, the five people in Exodore who are the Dax symbiont names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of neat. So I'm going to pause again, and then we're going to get back to what I've been doing. All right, and we're back, and now I'm going to talk about what I've been doing, and of course, the big thing is that I'm at Macworld, and I've been traveling since Thursday night by train, but thanks to modern technology, I've been able to play World of Warcraft. I'm sure this is exactly what Ben Franklin had in mind when he discovered electricity, don't you think?
Oh, yes, exactly.
So, you know, I've been doing my usual auction house thing. Sometimes I think I do that a little bit too much. You can get really obsessed with making sure you have enough stuff on the auction house. You know, you can't make money unless you put something up there. And sometimes it's just so awesome when you, you know, go to the mailbox and there's all that money just sitting there. One thing I did on the thon was my Horde character, who was my big bank alt on the thon, had a bunch of money that she had gotten from selling all those pets during Christmas. I must have made at least, I'd say, 500 gold on pets during Christmas. And I didn't want to just send the money over to my alliance character on the thon, because, you know, you lose 15% right off the bat. So what I'd been doing was doing, and I'd done this before, prospecting, figuring out what would sell, what was cheaper on one side. It's really interesting to compare what like the Horde has an abundance and the Alliance needs. And I ended up making a bunch of money that way. But the big thing was, real fire, ding 58.
Ooh, it's time for Outland.
Yeah, and time to dual box in Outland. I think I really missed that. I had, you know, Outrillia 62. And I've been loving having her in Outland. And I even brought real fire over there to certain, you know, to grind with her. But Milfire couldn't do any of the quests. And it just wasn't the same, you know, having someone who wasn't 58, who didn't come in through the portal, over there not doing the quest. So I had her out there grinding, and she was, what were we doing last week? We were in Silithius, you know, and the whole thing with the way the new made all the leveling much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
which is I am going to actually name my firstborn child patch 2.3.
Yes, this is great. So but while I'm on the train, I can't dual box. I could run two characters. I have, you know, copies of World of Warcraft on an external hard drive. But with the bandwidth, I'm using a cellular modem, and I'm a moving target, so sometimes it doesn't stay consistent. It just wouldn't work. So I was just working real fire by herself. She was in Azera. She was out there to do her hunter quest, but she found a bunch of other quests. There's that guy that sends you to get the runes. And then mm-hmm. There's the tablet one. The tablet one, if anybody is anywhere near that... I don't know, does the Alliance have that one? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's a chick in the flight path area who wants you to go find these tablets, and you gotta go battle the Naga.
Yes.
And
It's been a while since I've done that, but yes.
so you got to get the four tablets, and of course, you'll find three tablets, and then you'll keep running into the same tablets that you've already gotten. Now with patch 2.3, though, the tablets are sparkly, so that was pretty easy. And then once you get the tablets, she wants you to take them to four different people: somebody in Undercity, somebody in Thunderbluff, and Ogrimmar, and this guy that's in a house on the up in the that you have to get transported to right there in Azar. And that just, was almost enough to get her to 58. And then she went out to finish the rest of the hunter quest, and she was killing wave thrashers, and she dinged. And so this was a dilemma. She'd never even been into Eastern Plagueland, which is kind of sad, or Western Plagueland, and or even out to where Argent Dawn is. That camp that's at the outer end of Undercity. So she says, okay, well, I'm gonna go through the portal, and she heads out there, and she's realizes she's got to get through Western Plagueland to Eastern Plagueland. And she gets a flashback to when she crossed the portal. Remember that? We talked about that a few episodes ago. She actually was, she flew to the flight path where the portal was on the inside of Outland. And she was at level 55. She was able to walk through the portal to the other side. She couldn't get back, so she had to hearth back. But, she went through the portal. So that's when she realized she hearthed home back to Shattrath, caught the Wyrmwind to the flight path by the portal, and then walked through on the other side. Is that cheating?
No, I think that's fine.
I mean, can you really count yourself as going through the portal if you never even stepped into Eastern Plagueland except when you went through the portal on the other side? It's kind of cool. She just went in, she got the quest through the dark portal, she came back and flew to Thralmor and got a whole bunch more quests, and now she's ready to. And she's great because she's a skinner and a leather worker. So she's going to go out and make a whole bunch of money off of not hide leather and everything. The other thing I did was after she went through, I went ahead and got back on Aprillion. And I don't know, have you done Warlocks?
I leveled a warlock of 31, and now I have a level 10.
They have a lot of sub-quests for their little demons.
Yes, they do.
And she still had this one about this orb of something or another, and she had to go talk to that same chick that she got her robes of Arcana changed into those blood robes. And she told her to go into the building and talk to her apprentices about which quest she wanted to go on. And one of them was a Feldhound, and one of them talked about Infernals. Well, before I could accept either quest, my connection went dead. And I went through a tunnel or something. You know, there's big spaces in the Midwest where there's no cell phone connection.
I could imagine.
Up in the mountains. No wonder those people go crazy. I'd go crazy too if I couldn't get cell phone. So I logged back in, and those quests aren't available anymore. I even canceled the quest and asked for it again, and there was nothing to get a quest from those assistants. So I don't know. Anybody out there knows what that whole thing is about? It seemed to me that it implied that you could either get a Fellhound or an Infernal. You know anything about that? No.
No, I
I
mean,
thought you could all get both.
you can,
Right.
because the Fellhound, well, it's like a it's the mana sapper pet that you
Right,
get,
yeah, that's what they were talking about. And
and
the Infernal.
the Infernal is a spell. You have to bring an Infernal, you have to actually perform the Ritual of Doom.
Oh, maybe it was an elemental then. No, I thought it was an infernal. Anyways, I'm gonna try to figure that out. But if anybody knows about this, I'm already on my way to Desolus to get an orb from one of those warlocks in the mana comb thing. And it's funny, when I go back to Desolus, I get that bring five Kodos to that guy. Have you done that one? You get a stick.
Yes.
I
Yes.
love that one. I think it's so cool. I just love Kodos, except to ride as a Tauren, but I just love the way... it just brings me back to my early Baron days when I sat there like and stared at the screen when the Kodos went by and the ground was shaking. And I thought, you know, I'm just a level like 20-something, 20 or 18. No, it must have been 20 or 22. And I'm just sitting there in awe of the fact that I feel like these huge things just went by and they were just characters in this video game. So anyways. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was we had another guild event. And this kind of brings about the whole other side of World of Warcraft in that it's not just a game, it's a big social interaction. You know, I'm sure people play on Xbox Live certain games and they get in and they, you know, fight something together and kill things and whatever. But there's nothing like the way you can do things on World of Warcraft. Last summer we did a running of the Beat Bulls. We got low level, we got level one Taurens and we ran through all the way to Ratchet, took the boat to Booty Bay and then ran up Stranglethorn Vale. And ended up in Ironforge jumping into lava thing. Oh, excuse me. Not the lava thing. Molten metal thing. And it was just so much fun. But it's, and, you know, so this time we did it with gnomes. And I tell you, I saw every kind of naked gnome there is. And they are ugly little critters. My gnome was called Noble, or Noble. G-N-O-B-U-L-L. And so we went from the starting area of the gnomes up to Ironforge where everybody got their hearthstone. And then we ran down through Darkshire, I want to say. I'm not very good with the alliance areas. Ran through Stranglethorn Vale. Some of us died along the way. And the funniest thing was there were some alliance characters who... Okay, we're back after a slight little hiatus. I was at Macworld, and now it's actually Tuesday, January 22nd, and we had a little bandwidth problem. I guess all the Mac heads were using up the bandwidth, which is a good thing, but it messed with our connection, and we wanted to give you guys a good connection. So now we're back a few days later, and you want to tell us what you've been doing, Glantha?
Yeah. So I have a new strange obsession. This is probably the most boring obsession you could possibly get. I want to level up my fishing to 375. I'm at 236 right now.
Oh, okay.
This will probably take me about 3 months if I do it 5 hours a day.
I actually like fishing, you know. Have you found that book yet?
No, I don't know if you have to be at a certain level to get the book.
Oh,
or be
no.
A certain zone.
No, I got it on one of my alts at like level 10, and she was just fishing in Booty Bay. And she wasn't even 100, she just had a bunch of, you know, the lure on her, and she just got it. And she can't even use it yet, but she has it.
So, oh, so lucky.
Yeah. So for those of us who are... don't know what we're talking about. One of the things that the glorious patch 2.3 added to World of Warcraft was the chance to find this fishing book that would enable you to see fish on your minimap. So not only could you see, you know, animals or whatever profession you're farming or you have that's a gathering profession, such as herbalism or mining, but you'd be able to see... what is that? Oily Blackmouth and what's the other one? Firefin Snapper. Or whatever. And as you get up in skill and go to different places, it becomes even more important to go after certain type of fish. So where are you fishing?
Right now I'm just fishing off of Feathermoon Stronghold, which is in Feralas.
Which is an outland.
No, it's Outland, you have to be at least 300 before you can really start to fish. So Feralas is that zone between...
Oh, Feralas. Okay.
Feralas, yeah. Okay. Whoops. Sorry.
No, it was my fault.
No, so Feathermoon Stronghold is the Alliance base that's there off the islands, to the off the coast there.
Okay.
But, like, I can't fish in the lake by the Tauren village because they'll kill me. So I had to go to the ocean. And supposedly I could fish there all the way to 300.
Right, you can fish anywhere and skill up. It's not like an area, it's not like regular grinding because nothing will eventually turn, you know, gray. You can skill up, it's just that you'll always get the low-level fish. You could skill up in Booty Bay and get to 300.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you had to actually go to, like, certain zones.
No, the only advantage to going to certain zones is you get a better quality of fish. You don't want to be in, you know, you don't want to be a 300 and you're fishing small, bright, you know, bright fish or whatever.
Yeah.
Brilliant fish. And what are you going to do with them? So, you know, you want the higher quality. Now, when you get up high, oh, wait, your Alliance. Oh, you can still send them over to me. I need some golden darter because I want to make some fish sticks.
Oh, yeah, no, I'd love to. I need to make some fish sticks, too, because I'm at 365 for...
Oh, so raw cooking. That was my next question.
Yeah, I'm at 365 for cooking, and at 365, you can't... There's no recipe that's not a fish.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I hear that in the next patch coming out, they're actually going to change that, so that way you can get to 375 cooking without having to be fishing as well.
Or buying fish on the AH.
Or buying fish on the AH.
Yeah. Are you selling anything on the AH?
Well, I will. I have a bunch of glossy mite fish. I have some stone scale eels.
Oh, that's good. That's a very valuable one. There's a recipe for that that's in demand.
Yeah, so that's why I'm off of Feralas. So.
I think I'm going to take Realfire back into Whale and Cavern and do some more deviant fishing. You know, if you go
in. Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for some reason, people like to turn themselves into ninjas and pirates. I don't know why.
On the Horde side? Really?
Yeah. They just...
Oh, that sounds like something an Alliance person would do. You know, something totally immature.
Yeah. No, there's a big need for being able to do... What is it that human... Well, you get to do those dances. Saturday Night Fever for the guys.
Yep, the dwarves also do Saturday Night Fever.
The dwarves? Really?
Yep, it's a dance. It's like part of the dance. It looks like Russian line, like Russian dancing, but it's actually like a dance from Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because there is a great YouTube video out there showing all the dances,
mm-hmm.
and like where they came from, and they actually have the real character World of Warcraft character dancing next to each other.
Yeah, it's funny because that Draenei dance, I have, even before I've ever heard of World of Warcraft, I love Dala Mindy, the Indian guy.
Mm-hmm.
He does the dance that the Draenei men do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I know this dance. I can't figure out where I know it. And when I saw that video and they put the two together, I was like, oh yeah, Dala Mindy. Small world. So, how do you like the fishing?
It's dull. But, you know, I feel like it's something I can do that's very calming. And, you know, I really want to find a good guild. I'm sick and tired. I need a good guild because I want to get 5,000 gold. I want to get my flying mount. And I can't do it just doing quests. I need to be able to go and, at any time I log in, have an instance that I can go and run with people without having to wait for hours for a pickup group. Because at level 70, you can finally do all these instances, and it's like the time that you've been waiting for to be able to go to these places you've never been able to go before, but you can't go alone.
You know,
like, solo play stops at 70.
Yeah. Yep. Well, good luck with that. I mean, I wish there was an AIE equivalent. But I think it's funny because from what I understand is that the Alliance outnumbers the Horde on Earthen Ring 3-1, or so I've heard.
Oh yes, it's true. Like there's so many of them, and like they all stink. No, I don't really mean that. But at the same time, it's like there's so many girls that are just like real world friends that are like they make a girl just so they can like have like a nice design. There's not like a real sense of community like AIE. Which AIE is also not, it's not a raid guild or an end game content guild.
Yeah, that's true.
But there are some really sophisticated alliance guilds. But the thing is, I find, is that Horde characters usually are usually more mature. But the alliance characters, the mature alliance characters, are like really hardcore gamers. Like they're the people that will go and they'll run Black Rock Spire
Okay.
every night. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or they're like, I'm bored, let's do Black Temple. You know, which is like the final dungeon in Outland. And so I don't see like when I was, you know, when I was part of AIE, like and Guild Chat, there wasn't a lot of like people saying, let's get together a giant raid on this massive dungeon. It was more fun, it was more community based. It was actually very good. I think
Yeah.
AIE is probably one of the best
They're
guilds
actually
out there.
starting to run Kara and stuff, so it's kind of interesting.
But it's not their
Right.
focus.
Which is. Do you think another realm would suit you better? Or just.
Well,
Think there's a
maybe, but
way to build up this type of guild with maybe your brute force? I'm sure our listeners are probably encountering the same problem.
I mean, I would love to start a guild, but I mean, I don't have the time to be a guild master, you know? It wouldn't be fair to the
No, I
other
mean
guild.
join a guild and maybe like kind of motivate people to kind of, you know, be
To take it seriously.
the change. I don't know. There has to be a way. But I feel for you. I mean, I know, you know, unfortunately, I have my dual boxing, so whenever I need to go into an instance, I can kind of do it with myself. Although there are times when you do need a full group.
Yeah, all five,
Yeah,
so.
but at the same time, because of my situation, I'm not able to really. It's hard because sometimes you just have to leave, you know, and then that kind of leaves you in a sticky place with the group, and it also ruins your reputation.
Yeah, no one wants to be with go on an instance run with, you know, the person who just leaves randomly, so.
Yeah, gosh. I never thought I'd have to worry about my reputation as an adult. Sorry, that's something from high school. So, was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Because I thought maybe we might get into those letters.
Yes, that would be great. Actually, I'll pull those up right now. I have going, I'll get them here. So let's
Okay,
see.
so we asked you guys, the listeners, male and female, to tell us about your gameplay, and based on what you wrote, we would be awarding a battle chest. So we got a few submissions, and we're going to read some today.
The best of them, I think,
Yeah,
will be the
and
best
then
of them.
we'll read some, we'll get, you know, hopefully get some more in the next week. And by next broadcast, we'll award the best the prize. So, who did you want to go with first?
So, I want to go and I want to read one that came from someone named Sagala. And he or she writes, I'm Sagala and I'm an altaholic. So, we're there as well. She said, I've been playing since WoW first went live and have a total of 20 alts, 10 on two servers. I think I'm a combination of both you and Glanther in my play style, though. I love to explore new areas and experience everything I can in the game. But when I get focused, I can get so much stuff done in the game. So that is kind of like a combination of you and I. One of my servers, I have a level 70 warrior, 64 priests, 64 hunter, 64 warlock, 62 rogue, 61 paladin, and 44 mage. Oh, they're not all level 70? You disappoint me, Sigala. No, just kidding. As you can see, I played there quite a bit. That was the server I started from, and after the first level 60 character, I decided that focusing on only one character was kind of boring to me, and I wanted to experience more in the game, so I started an alt. And while that one was being leveled, I paid more attention to the order of the quests, where to get them, the best places to grind, so I could go back and find, go back with my third, fourth, fifth, etc., and level them up quickly as possible. So we talked about that once, about how, like, starting over from scratch, you know? I think it was an excellent thing for me to do because I got a better understanding of how each class works and what their roles are in instances and groups. Like with my priest, I know how to heal a warrior better because I've been a main tank myself. And vice versa, I know how to play my warrior to make life a little easier on healers. So anyway, I'm rambling. So I'm going to condense it a little bit. She says, I'm doing the same thing on this server as I did on my old one because you got a new server. In fact, I only leveled two alts past 40, but I have the others already made so I can start them whenever I want. I never tried dual boxing, though I think it sounds really interesting and a new twist to gameplay that I haven't been able to experience yet. That's why I hope you select me for the winner. If I enjoy it, I'll set up another account. Thanks so much for reading, and I love the podcast. Listen all the time at work.
Wow, Sagala, that was a great letter. And, yeah, it is a nice combination.
And so, like, you being the dual boxer, I can only imagine, like, how that would... That just must add such a cool new dimension on leveling characters. Like, you could really level two or three characters at the same time.
Right. And it also helps me because I don't have to, you know, worry about trying to find somebody to help. And because I'm a good multitasker, it keeps me off... gives me a better challenge. I'd love to hear from some more of you dual boxers out there, and of course you can reach us at controlaltwow@gmail.com. And anything else you want to comment on, Sagala's?
Well, I mean, what a list! 70, 64, 64, 64, 62, 61, 44, and then two other 40s.
And I'm impressed that she's done a paladin and a mage.
Yes.
Hard for me.
And a rogue and a warlock. She's basically done every single one of these types of classes. What's the one she doesn't have in there?
Druid.
Yeah, she hasn't done a druid. That's it. She's out. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but that's very, very cool. In fact, I wonder if Sagala, if he would he or she. I think it's probably a he.
Right.
But I'm cheating because I can actually see who it's from.
Okay.
But just in case they have any female characters, I will keep that quiet. If they want to be mysterious. I mean, I think a druid would be a good next step. Mm. I mean, that's what I would do.
I'd also, I have never done a druid, so it would be interesting. I think I want to try a druid. So thanks for writing to us, Sagala, and you are in the running.
Now, there was other emails, too. Do you want to share one that you liked, Berlin?
I'll share one. Let's see. This one says, you play exactly like me. Just kidding. I don't see an alternate name, so I'm going to say Daryl. And Daryl writes, here's my long story made short. It's a 3-year journey from playing one character to starting alts, full circle, back to one character again. All of the following takes place on the Aldum server. That's kind of neat. I wish I would. It'd be interesting to just stay on one server, but I don't know if I've ever been able to do that. But let me get back to the letter. Until recently, I had been playing only one character, a gnome rogue, named Hap. It is the one I created on the first day I started WoW. I played that character, and only that character, for 2 years. I did this because I'm a casual player and wanted what little time I had to count towards his advancement. After reaching 70, I then started a priest, because I thought trying healing instead of DPS might be fun. I got her to level 29 and stopped. I'd also started the priest to help the guild I was in, and the alliance side on my server was overflowing with rogues. About this time, the guild started becoming greedy and loot-focused in-game, and less about having fun. So I quit my guild of 2 years and stopped playing the Preach. She's still out there in Ashenvale somewhere at level 29. After looking for other guilds for HAP 70, I decided that there were no guilds that were what I was looking for, so I became a traitor and joined the Horde as a tauren named Beerbutt. I sent Beerbutt to a wonderful guild called the Crazy 88. The GM and I had enjoyed reading each other's posts on the WoW forums since the beginning, and we knew it to be a perfect fit. The guild had not been very active lately, but shortly after I joined, it started to really take off. During this ramp-up period, I used HAP to farm gold for Beerbutt and transferred over 1,000 gold to Beerbutt through the neutral AH. Somewhere in all of this, I discovered AIE and started a character, Tuskface, there with the possibility of transferring Beerbutt over if things didn't work out on Aldum. Things are going great in C88, that's the crazy 88, on Aldum, so Tuskface sits unused, as do the Priest in my original HAP. So I'm back to playing one character again, and although I intended to play Beerbutt, as the name suggests, as a tank, I'm in cat form 98% of the time, playing him like a rogue again. Full circle. But the good thing is, I really have the rogue, the priest, and the tank all in one character now.
That sounds like it'd be a great name of a movie, the rogue, the priest, and the tank.
Yes, and I think it's interesting because... although we are geared towards altaholics and people who have a lot of alts, you don't actually have to be an altaholic to enjoy playing, to enjoy having alts. You can use it as a learning tool, I guess what I'm saying. And then you, like this, like Daryl did, he's now come full circle. And I think that even if you just try a bunch of alts, you know, just as a learning experience, it's probably will help your gameplay in almost every aspect.
Yeah, because to be honest, now that I'm at level 70, it really is very apparent that if you are a casual player like I am, you know, where you don't have a lot of time every day to play, it becomes very difficult to really get involved with endgame content if you're focusing on a lot of other characters. Like, it takes a long time to get, you know, a flying mount that's, like, the fast flying mount. If I had a couple of other, like, level, like, 60 alts that I wanted to get to level 70, it would take a long, long time. And then once they were at level 70, I mean, it would take even longer because you really have to focus on one character to really push them. And so I think that a lot of times, the way that I work with my alts... is that I kind of like play tectonics, but they kind of are pushing, and then they kind of boom. You know, they're kind of there, and then something happens, the pressure builds up, and then they kind of move a great deal, and then they kind of sit again. So it's just like a little earthquake. That's what Glanther's doing.
I think, for me, it can be, a character can just sit there for a while. And at first I was kind of pressured because I thought, oh man, I want to get this character to this level and this character to that level. But I find that particularly if they're of a specific profession, I'm not really that driven until they need something. Like, for instance, okay, Trishel was 30-something for a long, long time. And then she, you know, I realized that some of her jewel crafting skills needed 40 for her to be, you know, to do some, you know, to get to that next level in jewel crafting. And then all of a sudden I'm motivated. Now I got to get her to 40. And then I get out here and I get her to 40. And it's great because now she can do those things. But now she sits there on 40. And, you know, then the whole cycle starts all over again. But the bottom line is I'm having fun. Right?
Yeah, that's always the most important thing.
Yeah. So, I want to read one more letter, and I'm not sure how long the other piece was, but I don't want to make this too long. And then we'll close out. So, this letter is from Aho. And it says, "Hello, Aho. Here, formerly level 70 human paladin of Nomoragan. I love these horde names. I mean, these Blizz names that they come up with. They're very...
Gnomeregan.
Yeah.
See, that's the city that the all the gnomes are from.
Right. And they all, and it's also a server.
Yeah.
So, now level 67 Tauren Bear Tank on Deathwing the PvP. Okay. So they were a paladin and now they went over to the good side. And it's a PvP server. Wow. To get the 67 on a PvP server, that takes some doing. First off, I would like to say I love your show. It is my top 5 WoW podcasts, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. Thank you. It is nice to hear people that are exploring the game still and having fun. With most podcasts, you get players that have been 70 for months, and the game is more of a thing they do than a thing they play. But on
what a great observation there.
Yes.
But
on to the reason I wrote. As I said, my main is my level 67 druid on Deathwing, but I only play him with my girlfriend and her level 67 hunter. How romantic.
Aww.
It has been so nice leveling with her because we don't have to worry about most group quests since we can do them on our own because with her pet, we are basically a three-man group, as it were. Grinding quests aren't a chore because I have someone to talk to and help, and even though lots of times we have to collect double the mats, it doesn't seem to like it takes as long. Also, in a week going to be nice because she just graduated from college, and I still have a year and a half left, so WoW gives us something to do together during the week when we can't see each other. Now, when she isn't on, I either play my 22 Warlock or my 24 Priest. Since I come from a Paladin, Feral, Druid background, it is a nice change to play a caster class. Also, I love getting my professions up. You were right when you were talking about how exciting it is when your crafting skill levels up and you get to see new things you get to make. Also, I do them because of the great craftable epic sets you can make when you are higher level in the professions. That's true. My druid has a 350 leatherworking and 375 skinning, and one of my goals after getting him to 70 is getting his level leatherworking up the rest of the way. Both my warlock and priest have tailoring, and if I play them enough, I hope to get their skill up to 375. Also, since I've read a lot about the game and mods, like to watch the trade and general enough to... Oh, excuse me, I'm going to start that sentence over again. Since I have read a lot about the game and mods, and I like to watch the trade and general channels when I'm in Capital City to see if I can answer anyone's questions. Oh, well, that's really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I've made quite a few friends doing this since people that are new to the game don't really know where to look for help. Well, that is all. Thank you for the great podcast and have a great day. Ahu 67 Tauren Druid.
Ahayo.
Yeah, Ahoyo 24 Undead Priest. Lima 22 Blood Elf Warlock. Aho 70 Human Paladin. LOL. Yeah, my mains have the same names, and I have an A theme going on. Well, thank you very much, Aho. That was a very good letter, and you know, you brought up some really good points about other podcasts and stuff. And we like to hear from you, and it's nice that you get to play with your girlfriend. That's a great idea, you know, especially since you get to be together. I wonder if you get on Vent or anything, or if you use the voice chat.
Aw, it's even more romantic.
Yeah.
I love you than killing a lion in Battlegrounds, right?
Say that again?
Nothing says I love you more than killing a lion in Battlegrounds.
I know. You know, that's my next step. Next week, I'm going to be taking two of my alts into a BG and dual boxing in BG. What do you think?
Oh, I think that sounds fantastic. Though... Which battleground are you going to go into? Alterac Valley?
I think Alterac Valley. I love Alterac Valley. I love the...
How can you not like Alterac Valley? Yeah. It's just so good.
Yeah. So I think that's enough for this week.
So thank you very much, everyone, for listening.
Right. And thanks for the submission. And so those were our top 3 for this week. We still have some more that we haven't read, that we didn't read on the air, and that are still in the running. So, and we're looking for more contestants, letters to read. And by the end of the month, we'll have them all sort it out, and we'll pick the winner. So if you're interested in a World of Warcraft battle chest, you know, give us a letter, controlaltwow@gmail.com, and let us know how you play. And I think that's it for Control Alt Wow for this week. I'm Aprilian.
And I'm Glanther.
And
for the Alliance.
For the Horde.
Yeah.
It's been real. May you always be victorious.
May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you. Always.
May our paths cross again.
Catch you later.
Al-Dir Shalah.
Go in peace.